Chair, we're back.
All right, great. We have exited executive session, and now we have the ability to visit with AG Patterson on other and other update areas. So go right ahead, AG Patterson.
Thank you. I wanted to take this time to let this body know that I'm going to be coming hopefully in the next session with some probation and parole legislation. In the past few years, we've ramped up really our criminal prosecution and tried to further eliminate crime by giving harder, tougher sentences. And what we found by doing that is we're having to monitor people after they've been sentenced, and there's not really a good system in place for that. You know, it falls on us. We try to the best we can to even keep an informal system, call these people back in, the people who have been sentenced to random drug tests and other probation items. But this legislation will address all areas, move it into our office, and set up a formal system and hopefully a better tracking system to make sure these people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, what they agreed to do in court.
Congressman King.
Thank you, Chair. And I've reached out to Clint personally about this. Something I'd like to address too, maybe a law is not even the answer, but so, you know, we all check the county jail booking reports. Well, most of us do. Why are the tribal charges not listed as public information? And I don't even think there's a law, right? They just do that, but that needs to be transparent. That also protects the perpetrator as well. The public has a right to know why, you know, why someone is in county jail. So, Clint, do you have any insight on that or how we can maybe remedy that? Thank you.
Well, the simple answer is separate sovereigns. They're not required to put it on there. I mean, we could ask for, you know, an agreement between us that they do it, but it would be voluntary, and they're just simply not doing it. But I think the, you know, we can try to work on that to ask them. They've been... Yeah, we have good relationship with them. They house our prisoners without question. So I think that would be a simple ask. They're doing it for their folks.
Okay. That was easy. We'll get an update on it next time you come for that then. If there's been a memorandum of whatever you call it. All right, what else you got?
And lastly, we need to improve on our victims' rights. Along with the probation pro, we need a better victims' rights. We have a short section in our code right now. I think it was introduced for VAWA through the protective order, but we need to expand on that. And I've got a bill that I'd like to, you know, send to you and see if somebody might sponsor it and work with ONPD that at the time of the arrest or incident that the victims are, you know, apprised of their rights and let them know that we're not leaving them out and that we have certain services that are available to help them. And we want to get it comprehensive where they bring it to where they can even come to court and have services there, like a one-stop shop, you know, I mean, where they know what we have for them and they know they're being represented in court and we're hearing their voice and they're not alone and they're not afraid to actually testify if needed. So it's a short bill, but I think it's very important.
So, you know, thank you, AG Patterson, for that. You know, that is something that we all talk about, all the needs that we have, you know, like needs. Would you agree that a need is our police force probably needs to be larger? As a whole, looking at the situations that that you have dealt with at your office and just as in general, I mean, is that an apps? I think it's a need. But I mean, I'm sure there's data out there that could be collected concerning the fact that, you know, do we have what we need in your opinion?
Not that I've seen any shortcomings, but I mean, this county's so big and reservation's so big that I think so. It's hard for those guys, you know, when you got a couple people out on night, you know, and something happens in Ponca and then something happens in Tulsa, that, you know, and bookings, you know, they're not. We don't have the quiet manpower we need for a county and reservation this size.
Thank you. I mean, if we're going to be putting all these, you know, we're going to be adding code, you know, for parole and for, you know, victims' rights, and, you know, we have to think about, by adding all of that, what does that look down in the trickle-down effect for our police force and for our law enforcement officers on them being able to, you know, enforce what we think is a good idea to put in code? Congressman King? Congressman Big Horse, I apologize.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, one of the first things that we really need to look at is our own dispatch. And it's expensive. It's $20,000-$30,000. But instead of our officers relying on the county to take that call and call them, we need to have our own dispatch up here with our own dispatchers so that when they receive that call, they can make that call that quick to our law enforcement officers. And I know that we've been trying to do that for 10 years or better.
That would help our victims. I mean, that would definitely help some of the victims. Congresswoman Rivar?
Yes, and I definitely agree with that, Congressman Big Horse, because if there's ever, you know, if I have issues and need to call OMPD, I just call Nick's phone, you know, and that's kind of, you know, not where we need to be, you know, and he answers, of course. But yeah, I totally agree with that, because we need to get to that level. Every year, we need to progress in our law enforcement type of infrastructure. And this is where Congressman Big Horse and I were talking. This is where we like to take time and visit with judicial, the AG's office, you know, executive with the OMPD, so we can get good information to establish law that we may need to put in place, you know, to protect. I think you mentioned the protective orders, but we also have, I don't even know that we have mention of restraining orders. And to me, those are two different things, if the nation sees it that way, you know, but those are two different that I understand. And I know that that's been brought up to me, was a lack of restraining orders that are filed, but I don't know enough about it yet. But hopefully when you bring that down, that we can start looking at that legislation and trying to make it a better, safer place for our folks, keeping in mind their rights as well. I know when up at the county, it used to be, say, if it's Billy may be familiar with this, back in the day, if you went to county and you had a DUI or a drug charge, then someone from the nation would stand up to the judge and say, hey, listen, sir, we offer these services, and let the victim know right then, like, this is what we have, this is what we can do. But the nation always had a representative up there, and I don't know that we still do that or not, but I felt like it was very useful. I don't know that they do it any longer, but you know, DV cases, all of that. Hey, look, we have a shelter, we have this, and we can address if this is a Osage citizen or just a native in our jurisdiction, depending upon the charge. Thank you.
All right. Is that all you had for us, AG Patterson?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Committee, we are well past 12:15. I do want to let the committee know that I'd like to have another GovOps meeting concerning the IT discussion. Once we get the report, I would like to get that scheduled for a presentation of the report. In visiting with Chief Standing Bear, he mentioned, you know, we don't know what direction we need to go with IT, whether it needs to be a hybrid or all cloud or whatever. And he felt like that it definitely needs to be a discussion amongst both branches. And so that'll be another GovOp meeting that we're having. And we'll have another update in, you know, maybe 6 months from your office. And we thank you so much for coming. Thank you, Mr. Bartman. Thank you, Mr. Lorenzo, for coming down. And if there's not anything further, without objection, we'll adjourn. We can't adjourn.
Woo! Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we recess until 1 p.m.
Motion and a second to recess until 1 p.m. for lunch.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we're adjourned until 1 p.m. No, recessed until 1 p.m. I apologize.